If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I can go nowhere in the Bible until I change my why. I can go nowhere in the Bible until I change my why. God wants to bless Abraham, but he can't do it until he pulls him out of an idolatrous relationship. On the other side of the flood, Abraham is worshiping idols. Did you hear what I said? On the other side of the flood, Abraham is worshiping idols. Did you hear what I said? God calls Abraham in a land full of idols. Don't you ever think God can't get through to you. No matter how many demons are in your past, no matter how much of a generational curse you live under, I serve a God that can bust through anything and reach you where you are to bring you to his why through your what? In a land of idols. God says, come on, boy, and be. Lord, we were down in Disney World years and years and years ago, and our godson was young then, 8, 9, somewhere in that area. And he went over to the pool, and I was sitting there with Sister Lambert, and he as he was going over, I said, where you going? He said, I'm going to make a friend. And he jumped in the pool, and next thing you know, he had a friend in the pool, and the two of them were going around swimming in the pool and acting like they had known each other for years, and he just met him. God sat in heaven and said, I'm going to get a friend. And the angel said, where are you going to get one? The world is full of idolatry. He said, over there, there's a man named Abram, and I'm going to change his name. How are you going to do that? And he's surrounded by idols. I'm going to push through the idol, and I'm going to be a friend. I'm going to be a shepherd. I'm going to guide that man's life. And out of his loins is going to come one child who is the child of promise. And out of that one is going to come another one who is a child of promise. And then out of him is going to come a whole bunch who will be the foundation of the children of promise. So the angel says, how are you going to do this, great God? Great Jehovah, how are you going to accomplish this? He says, I'm going to bring them into a negative place because negativity breeds positive things. But I'm not going to put them in good times. I'm going to put them over here in some difficult stuff so they can learn me. They don't need to worry about what. They just need to learn why. And when you understand who I am as your shepherd, you will realize that everything I do has a positive end. So they say, well, how are you going to get them in that land? I'm going to fix it so that there is a famine. But how are you going to get them into the land where they can be in that bondage? I'm going to send a man who's going to be a blessing to them to get them into the very land that I need to fulfill my promise. Who is that man? Joseph. Now, he ain't even thought about yet. This is an eternity past. God says, I'm going to get me a man, and I'm going to put favor on him. I'm going to give him a prophetic dream, and then I'm going to cause his brothers to hate him, and then I'm going to cause his brothers to want to kill him, and then I'm going to cause his brothers to sell him into slavery, and then I'm going to cause a man named Potiphar to buy him, and then I'm going to cause Potiphar's wife to get turned on, and then I'm going to cause Potiphar to get upset, and then I'm going to cause them to put him in jail, and then I'm going to cause the jail to swallow up his experiences. But I'm going to put a fire inside of him that makes him never give up, even though the situation is negative, and he will never ask what He will never ask, why am I going through this? But he will say, what do you want me to do? He will never focus on the what, but he will focus on the why. He will focus on, God, what are you bringing out of me? There's a divine purpose that must come out of me. So God, I'm going through this so that you may make me something special. What are you proving to me, God, that I'm your shepherd? Most of us in here that are going through something negative, that are finding ourselves in a questioning experience with God, I submit to you that you are questioning it because you don't know God as a shepherd. You question it because you look to God as a sugar daddy. And when the sugar daddy does not perform, you get another sugar daddy. We prostitute the blessings of God. And when God shuts down that cycle of blessing, we become argumentative and disappointed. And then we go to another church and we blame the vessel and the vehicle that God once used. God is saying, what I'm doing to you is I'm teaching you that I'm your shepherd. That everything that you go through is designed to make you lean on me. Not on what I do, because the crutch of the action may break under your new pressure, but the one who stands with you will never break. For lo, I am with you always. My God, do you hear what I'm saying? That your present situation was crafted in eternity past. Nothing sneaks up on you. Tell your neighbor, there are no surprises. God knew exactly what you were going to go through on April 10th, 2016, before your great-grandparents met each other. God is saying, if you trust me, Jeremiah 29, I've got a plan. I have a blueprint for your life. If you know that I am your shepherd, but you don't know how to trust me. Why? Because you haven't been taught I'm your shepherd. You've been taught I'm your healer, I'm your provider, and justifiably so. But those are components. It's not me. I'm your shepherd. And in shepherding duties, listen, I may heal you. And in shepherding duties, I may not. But since you know I'm your shepherd, you know that whatever's on you is compartmentalized by the sovereignty of God. So if God allows the devil entrance into your existence, rest assured, he has given him a boundary. Satan can go no further. God is never going to let the devil come in your life and say, run amok. Lord, I wish I had a congregation that hear what I said. That means if the devil comes in to bother you, that's why you should rejoice. Here's why. Because he can't go any further than what he's doing right now. And if I'm still alive, that means God told him you can't kill him. And if he can't kill me, I can give God praise. Why? The shepherd said, you can't kill me. Listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. In Numbers 27, 15 through 17, the NIV says, Moses said to the Lord, may the Lord, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. Listen to Moses. Lord, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. Now listen to the messianic prophet Isaiah 53, 6. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. Brothers and sisters, I suggest to you that your way has been shaped by your cultural understandings. Let me prove it to you. Your most beautiful years are the years of infancy. Why are they beautiful? Because you're innocent. Because you depend on mama and daddy. Those are beautiful years. I didn't know what the blue envelopes were that came to my house. Later on, I found out it was the gas company. I didn't know what those green envelopes were. Later on, I found out they were Pico bills, or vice versa, however it worked. And when I was married and we moved into our own place and we started getting those bills, it was weird getting those bills with my name on it. There was a small part of me that wanted to go back home so somebody else could pay those bills. But I couldn't do that because I've been changed. I was no longer single. So I had to assume the responsibilities of that person. The most beautiful time in your life is adolescence. When the principles of trust that you've learned in your infancy can begin to be put to the test. Your body is awakening to desires and needs. You begin to long for friendship. Boys begin to like girls. Girls begin to like boys. You begin to move through adolescence to the most adventurous time of your life, teenage years. Teenage years are your years of adventure, intrigue, and rebellion. It is the time that something is developed in you that most of you never, ever lose. And that is conceptualized in one statement. The statement consists of three words, two if you use a contraction. You say it when you reach those years of high school. And you graduate, and you reach the magical, mystical Wizard of Oz number, 21. When you reach 21, there is an evolution that takes place that is highlighted by these three words / two words with contraction. And those words are, I'm grown.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
04216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Drama Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church as they present a dramatic skit inspired by Bishop Lambert's new book, The Christian and the Culture. Come and interact with Bishop Lambert as he shares strategies for overcoming the challenges we face in today's culture. Pre-signed copies of the book will be available for purchase for $12 during this special evening. It's all taking place Wednesday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Church of Christian Compassion, located at 6121 Cedar Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where W. Lonnie Herndon serves as senior pastor. For more information, call 215-885-2585.